Okay, we're doing Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 49th chapter, the 14th Pasuk. This is one of the beautiful haftarot that we read. The description is how Israel felt after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Remember, Yeshaya is living about a century before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And Yeshaya, okay, I shouldn't say a century, but we don't know when he said this prophecy, but he's going to span. He spanned Uzziah, Yotam, Achazi, Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu's son Menashe is the one that murdered him, his own grandson, right? Chizkiyahu married Yeshaya's daughter and then had a son Menashe. And that son Menashe was the Judean king who was technically Yeshaya's grandson, his daughter's son, and he murdered his grandfather Yeshaya. Later on, he did tshuva. So, we don't know exactly when Yeshaya said this, but it's a long period before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and he's describing how Israel felt when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The code that he's going to focus on is the word shichicha, forget. And the four enemies of the Jewish people, the four major nations that exiled us, each one has their code word. This is my opinion. I don't have a source that says this. I have sources that indicate this. But in my humble opinion, we find recurring themes with regard to each of the nations. And with regards to the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, I've noticed that the word that repeatedly comes up is, did Hashem forget us, as we will see in this prophecy? And that's also the final verses of Lamentations, of Eicha, where Eicha concludes, and we say, Lama lanetzach tishkacheinu. At the conclusion of Lamentations, we ask Hashem, why would you forget us forever? Sounds like, again, the same word, shichicha. Did Hashem forget us? How could this happen, that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? So that's the code word for, in my humble opinion, for the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. And we begin the prophecy. Vatomer Tzion, azavani Adonai, v'Adonai shichechani. Zion thought, Hashem has left me. Hashem has forgotten me. And so Hashem answers the Jewish people, you think I forgot you when I let the destruction happen? Hatishkach isha ula. Does a woman ever forget her baby? Meirachem ben bitna. Does a woman ever forget to have mercy over the child that she herself bore? Gamele tishkachna. Even if these would be forgotten, notice again the term shichecha, forgetting. Ve'anochi lo eshkachech. I will not forget you, says the Ribon Shel Olam. Even if a woman does reach a point where she forgets her own children, I wouldn't forget you, says Hashem. Hein al kapayim chakotich. I've engraved you on the palms of my hands, so to speak. So there are many interpretations over here, but the Gemara, there's a beautiful piece here. It says, Hashem says, I'm not listening to you, the Jewish people. The Jewish people said to Hashem in the Song of Songs, Simeni chachotam al libecha, engrave me on your heart. Chachotam al zeroecha, engrave me on your arm. And Hashem says, no, the arm, it's covered sometimes. The heart, it's covered sometimes. I'm not listening to you. I'm not engraving you like that. I'm engraving you on the palm of my hand, where it's always visible. I always want to see you. I never forget you. That's why the pasuk says, Hein al kapayim chakotich. I've engraved you on the palms of my hand, so to speak. Chomotayich negdi tamid. I always think about your walls, Jerusalem. I always remember the importance of protecting Jerusalem, as the Navi describes that Hashem sends angels to protect the walls of Jerusalem, right? What does the pasuk say? Al chomotayich Yerushalayim hitzavti shomerim kol hayom v'chol halayla. I've set up people who are responsible for reminding me, so to speak, Hashem says, about your walls day and night. Miyaru banayich, your sons will rush back into you, Zion. Don't think that just because destruction came, I've forgotten you. On the contrary, I remember you forever. I remember you all the time. I'm always thinking about your destruction. On Tisha B'Av, one of the beautiful lamentations we say, Ashkenazim, is a lamentation. I don't know if Sfaradim say this. I mean, everyone knows quotes from it. But Ashkenazim have a tradition to say a beautiful quote. He says, I'm in the West, but my heart is in the East. Who wrote it? Libi? I'm in the East, and my heart is in the West. Libi b'Marav. No, who wrote it? I'll tell you another one. Shiraich ani kinor. I am the harp for your songs. I wish me itneini.
Sounds like David HaMelech.
No, it's beautiful like David HaMelech. Oh, so we should learn this piece. Mi itneini. It's probably the most beautiful poetic piece that the Jewish people have. Okay, if you guys want, next Thursday we'll have a special class just on this beautiful poem.
So
yes?
Who
what?
Wrote it?
Think about it. You guys have to tell me who wrote it. What?
King David?
No, not King David, but it's beautiful. It's one of, probably the most beautiful work the Jewish people have. I mean, after Tanakh, in terms of a beautiful poem, a beautiful... Okay, you know, different people can have different choices, but historically this one... the piece is who would allow me to what? Okay, you're saying the Tana Tokef maybe takes the cake. Okay, Migitneini, who would allow me to be rolling in the dust of your land? So Bezat Hashem, remind me, who's taking responsibility to remind me? I have to print this out. You can't point to others, you can only point to yourself. You'll remember? Okay, just remind me please on Wednesday, when I could still print it out, we'll Bezat Hashem print out this beautiful poem, and an extra slice of pizza for whoever finds out before Thursday who wrote the poem. What? Ah, you know? You already know. Okay. No, what's the name? Okay. You guys heard about the one who composed the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi? So he wrote magnificent, magnificent poems, and this is perhaps his most magnificent poem about the beauty of the land of Israel and how he yearns to be here. And Ashkenazim say this towards the end of the lamentations that we say on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av by day, our custom is that we read piyutim, we read different lamentations that were composed throughout the centuries. And this is one of the final ones we read. And this is perhaps one of the most beautiful songs that were ever written about our yearning for the land of Israel. We will learn it. Seems that way. Rav Yehuda Halevi. And we'll learn it Bezat Shem next Thursday night. Our madrich is not here. So I have a few former madrichim here. But Michael, could you send him please a WhatsApp message to post it for Thursday? That we're going to have a special class on Rav Yehuda. What? Mi Yitneini. Who would allow me to? But the beautiful poem of Rav Yehuda Halevi, Yearning for the Land of Israel. So Bezat Hashem Thursday, we'll study that. So we're continuing. The Navi describes, Miharu Banaich, your sons will rush back into you, Zion. You think you're destroyed? No, you're not. And I don't want to finish the Pasuk because the end of the Pasuk has multiple interpretations and we should take the time for it. Right now we're out of time. So we're going to pick up with this Pasuk, Miharu Banaich, Bezat Hashem next week.